Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
You know, one of the things that I love, and hopefully you agree with me, is every day I know that I am getting maximum value out of every drop of water that I drink. How do I know that? Because like most of you listening to my voice, if you're a Zuma member, you add an X2O sachet to that water each and every day. And let's do a quick two-minute recap on why that's important. Because part of my mission today is to introduce you to yet another benefit of that X2O in your water that many people either A, don't know about, or B, completely overlook. So as we talk about X2O, most of us are already familiar with the fact that, hey, tap water is no longer an option. We already know that. We also understand that because tap water is no longer an option because of all the unknowns and mysterious junk that's in that tap water, most of us are obviously being wise and choosing bottled or filtered water. And that's awesome as well. However, we know that the problem with most bottled and filtered waters, assuming the water is in fact filtered and purified and not just tap water put in a plastic bottle, we know that that water, while it's devoid of maybe a lot of the contaminants that we'd be worried about in tap water, it's devoid of pretty much everything. Meaning, in other words, it's dead water. There's no life in that water. Why? Because we know the water has to have minerals and electrolytes in order for it to be alive and to support life in your body. So, obviously, most of us, again, in the know, we are adding X2O to our water. Why? Because we want to infuse that water with all those beautiful, incredible, organic, natural trace minerals and electrolytes. And as many of you already know, that comes from a very pristine place on this planet, a place where, unfortunately, there has never been a replicated mineral complex like this found any other place on the planet. And so it's a very special, very unique mineral complex. That's one of the reasons it produces so many benefits in the body. But that's not the only reason. As we also know, when we add that to our water, it allows our body to be hydrated better at the cellular level, again, which is great because if we're hydrating better at the cellular level, we're obviously getting an ability for the body to absorb those nutrients more efficiently. We're also giving the body an opportunity to excrete wastes from those cells at a much more rapid pace, which means we are cleaner inside from a cellular perspective. And keep in mind that one of the reasons that the additional cellular hydration benefits us is because inside every one of those cells is something called a mitochondria. In that mitochondria, the way it produces energy in the body is it works on a process called hydrolysis, which simply means water broken. So that means when we get good cellular hydration, we fire up that mitochondria, we get more energy. Again, another great benefit. Another benefit that most of us already are very much in the know on with X2O is the fact that when we add that X2O sachet to the water, we get a tremendous amount of alkalinity in the water. And alkalinity is incredibly important because the body functions at peak efficiency when it's in a slightly alkaline state. In fact, it was the Nobel Prize-winning laureate, Dr. Linus Pauling, who talked about, you know, you can point to every disease and every illness in the human body is linked to a mineral deficiency. And it is, in fact, those minerals that create the alkalinity in the water, which then ties into Dr. Arthur Guyton, the author of the textbook of physiology, which is studied in school today by medical students. And he talks about that the cells of a diseased body are acidic, while the cells of an alkaline body are healthy. So we know this is incredibly important. All great reasons to be consuming X2 every day. But there's one other one that comes up recently that a lot of people don't know. And it, by the way, it's been a benefit of X2O for as long as X2O has been around. In fact, it's one that we sort of talk about once in a while, but it's one that doesn't get much attention, only because, you know, the three things that I just mentioned, the minerals and the electrolytes, the increased hydration, and the alkalinity, those three alone are incredibly transformative for the human body and for our overall health. But there's one thing that's become a buzz lately, and it's become a buzz through social media. You've seen this, and it's something that people describe as hydrogen water. So hydrogen water, a lot of people are hearing this buzz. In fact, if you've been seeing this on social media, one of the things you're also seeing is you're seeing bottles or machines that are being offered or tablets that you can add to your water that will create what they call hydrogen-rich water. So if you've seen this buzz that's been kind of floating around on social media over the last, 6 to 12 months, you'll see people selling bottles that cost anywhere from $50 to sometimes as much as $100. It's got an electrical spinning device at the bottom of the bottle, and it creates what looks like a lot of movement, almost like a tornadic effect in this bottle of water. And the idea is it's electrostatically adding additional hydrogen to that water. There's also what they call like these effervescent tablets that you can add to water. And these effervescent tablets, you pop them in water, almost like if you remember the old Alka-Seltzer ads, and you pop those in your water and they fizz up and they are highly charged or activated magnesium, and it creates additional hydrogen in the water. Okay? Neither one of those options is a bad option. The problem with those is you don't need them if you're drinking X2O, and that is because your X2O sachets actually create hydrogen-rich water. It's a natural byproduct of adding X2O to your bottled water. And again, it just happens naturally. How do we know that? Well, let's take a step back for a second, and let's look at, what is hydrogen water? Hydrogen water really is something that, again, you can measure this. In fact, what you'll see when you see people talking about hydrogen-rich water, one of the things that they're talking about oftentimes is they're talking about this measurement, something called ORP, or oxidation reduction potential. That's what the ORP stands for. And you can measure this in water, and it's an indication to you as to how much free negative hydrogen electrons are located inside that water. And this ORP reading, the way it works is the more negative the number. So in other words, negative 200 is better than negative 100. Negative 300 is better than negative 100 or zero. So the more highly negative that number is, it indicates that there's a higher concentration of these negative hydrogen electrons. So these extra hydrogen molecules are added to the water. They're colorless, they're odorless, they're non-toxic, okay? And they bind to other elements like oxygen and nitrogen to form compounds that actually support antioxidant activity throughout the body. So one of the things that we know is that hydrogen-rich water provides things like oxidative stress reduction in the body. It actually helps to support additional cardiovascular health benefits. It supports cognitive health benefits. Also has some evidence in recent studies of supporting kidney health and renal function. It also has anti-aging effects. In fact, they are talking about how hydrogen-rich water can help you have a more youthful appearance because the antioxidant profile of that water helps to support anti-aging of the skin itself. And also has a great improvement in physical performance and exercise benefits. In fact, one of the things that is known to happen when you have hydrogen-rich water is that it can help neutralize, along with the alkalinity, by the way, that you have with X2O, neutralize things like lactic acid buildup. And it's really quite incredible what it's able to do. And so I'll give you a little interesting tidbit here. So these negative hydrogen electrons that are created in this water, again, are done naturally. So when you add an X2O sachet to your water, you start agitating and shaking up that bottle with that X2O in there. It's, again, releasing those minerals and electrolytes. It's helping to alkalize that water. It's helping to lower the surface tension, meaning the water can penetrate the cells more easily and regularly. But it's also creating all these beautiful negative hydrogen electrons that are flowing in the water. And again, we know this for a fact because of the ORP testing that I mentioned a moment ago, is exactly what we do every time we get a new batch of X2O in. We take it down to our local water testing laboratory right here in the research park where we're located, and they do specialized water testing, do all kinds of specialized equipment, and so they can really take and analyze water at a level that, you know, the average person with just a simple meter doesn't have the ability to do. And what's interesting is they will measure the negative ORP rating. And in Zuma, our X2O produces a negative ORP rating of about a negative 300. And when you think about that, what's really fascinating about it is typically distilled or filtered purified water, like a reverse osmosis water, starts off actually at a positive when it comes to ORP, meaning there's no antioxidant value to it. So oftentimes it'll start anywhere from 100 to 200 positive. So we can bring that to a negative 300 on that ORP reading just by adding a sachet of X2O. What does that mean? That's a swing of 400 to 500 points in that testing procedure, meaning that we can take something that's not antioxidant in this case, that has no hydrogen-rich properties, and make it extremely hydrogen-rich. So that's one of the things that's really incredible about your X2O sachets, is it creates this hydrogen-rich water, but it does it simultaneously while it's doing all of those other things that you know X2O to be doing for the body that we've talked about here earlier in this call. So what's interesting about this is when you compare X2O to some of the options that are in the marketplace, let's say as an example, one of those fizzy magnesium tablets. Well, what's interesting is magnesium is the number two most prevalent mineral in your X2O sachet. So rather than having to buy these fizzy little magnesium tablets to create hydrogen-rich water, and by the way, that's all they're doing. They're simply adding magnesium to the water and creating more hydrogen-rich water. You already have an incredible amount of magnesium that gets released into the water with the X2O. And, by the way, a lot of those fizzy tablets that you would buy to create this hydrogen-rich water cost about the same as an entire 30-sachet pack of X2O. So think about it. In one respect, you're getting magnesium and you're getting hydrogen-rich water. But in another respect, with X2O, for about the same price as what you would spend on those other market products, you're getting an incredible plethora of additional benefits like we've been talking about. Let's compare that to some of these little bottles that have these little spinning mechanisms in it that create this electrostatically charged water that makes it more hydrogen-rich. Well, yes, they work. Yes, I've looked at them. I've actually tested one. They actually do work. The interesting thing is, again, to get one of those bottles, they're about $50 to $100, depending on what you buy and where you buy it. And the challenge is, again, they're not doing anything but creating hydrogen-rich water. So in other words, let's say you put a purified form of water, like a reverse osmosis or a distilled water in that bottle. Great. You've got purified water. You're spinning it up. You're creating hydrogen-rich water with that electrostatic process. But you're not adding minerals. You're not adding electrolytes. You're not creating alkalinity. There's a lot of things you're missing that you would be getting with your X2O. So what's interesting is X2O is the original hydrogen water creator. This is the way God designed hydrogen-rich water to be, because it's coming from 100% natural mineral source that God placed on this planet. So what's interesting about this is you have a couple benefits. Number one is not only all the great things we always talk about X2O, you now know as of this call today, if you didn't know, that you have hydrogen-rich water being produced by X2O every time you pop that in your bottle of purified water. That means anybody that you know that's excited about this hydrogen water craze that seems to be buzzing all over social media, you can look them in the eye and say, we've got that. In fact, we create it naturally the way it was intended in nature to be created, not with some electrostatic bottle, you know, and some little spinning device, and not with some fizzy tablet you pop in your water, but the way it was designed to be done by our creator. That's what X2O creates in the bottle. And again, the benefits, things like oxidative stress reduction, cardiovascular benefits, cognitive health benefits, kidney benefits, anti-aging, physical improvements in both performance and exercise and recovery, all of those come from hydrogen-rich water. Now, I'm going to put one little asterisk here for you, and this is important. Hydrogen-rich water does not stay hydrogen-rich water for a long period of time. And that is because by the very nature of how this works scientifically, the negative hydrogen electrons that are floating in that water, and again, this, by the way, applies to X2O sachets as well as it does if you bought one of those expensive, you know, bottles or those fizzy tablets. The negative hydrogen electrons eventually, and honestly quite quickly, start to turn back to positive. When they turn back to positive, they lose their hydrogen-rich benefits, meaning we're no longer having those potent antioxidant potentials that we would when we first created it. So that means that in the case of X2O, when you first add that sachet to your water, The highest concentration of hydrogen-rich water occurs typically within the first hour to 2 hours. So that's at its highest level, highest ORP ratings, best amount of negative hydrogen electrons is within that first hour to two. After that period of time, those negative hydrogen electrons will start to slowly convert back to positive. And when they do, that means we're slowly losing some of the antioxidant and negative hydrogen electron benefits that were there in the beginning. So the lesson on X2O is this, is when you're using X2O, plan on using the S2O sachets as you're ready to drink them. Why? Because you'll get the most antioxidant benefits and most hydrogen-rich water possible in those first couple hours. You're still going to have hydrogen-rich water even into hour three or four, but the goal would be to try to consume that water within a reasonable period of time so that you can get the maximum possible benefits allowed or available, I should say, through adding the X2O sachet, and that includes this beautiful hydrogen-rich water. So I hope this information was helpful to you. More importantly, I hope when you meet somebody or talk to somebody who says, I've heard about that hydrogen water, you'll share this information with them because they can get a lot of benefits out of X2O, including that.